Well, I don't know when Phil Moss is going to arrive, but there's this really tanned and relaxed bloke who's walked into the studio after his week in Bali. Hello, Mossy.
Good morning,
guys.
Mossy,
I think.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It is Phil, is it?
Yeah. I had a wonderful time, recharged the batteries, raring to go. Great to be back in the hot seat.
What about this game tonight, mate? Socceroos are $6 outsiders up against Brazil, $1.47.
Yeah, they are, and looks lots of changes probably for both sides. Brazil have come out and said they'll make 8 changes. Felipe Coutinho will wear the armband for the first time in his international career. He turned 25 yesterday. Fantastic Liverpool player, of course. Sorry, Jimmy, have to throw that one in. But look, for the Socceroos and Brazil, coming off the back of their first loss in 12 months against Argentina last week at the MCG in front of 95,000. But look, for the Socceroos, this is important from the point of view of the performance, of course, but also match minutes to make sure that everyone goes to Russia match fit and in a confident frame of mind. Of course, there's a siege mentality of sorts building within the Socceroos.
What's going on with that? Because I saw Trent Sainsbury's comments in the media talking about how negative the media are, and I'm thinking,
they don't like criticism.
Yeah, that's fine, but then to use criticism as the motivation, I think, is a really negative motivation.
Yeah, look, and Ange has come out overnight as well. I saw some headlines last night where he's saying that maybe people are off the Socceroos because of that criticism and the crowds haven't been. I think there was just under 30,000 at Adelaide. But, yeah, look, it's one of those that they're not convincing me at the moment, I have to say.
The new system?
The new system with a back three or a back five. But, you know, there's pros and cons to it, of course. Angie's trying to fit more midfielders in. He's trying to get the likes of Moy, Rogic, Luongo, Irvine into a midfield that can really threaten teams. But the problem you've got in the wide area is the likes of Matthew Leckie, Robbie Cruz, Smith before he got injured, now as is Bajic. Those players have got a big, big shift to put in. And we are vulnerable in transition to defence. There's no doubt about that. The back three leaves you a bit vulnerable in those wide areas when teams transition quickly on you. And we'll find out tonight, because Brazil is going to be a much sterner test than Saudi Arabia, even though there's a lot less at stake.
So, mate, are we trying to reinvent the wheel here compared to other nations with this back three? Or
look, it's not reinventing the wheel. I mean, it's a system that's been used plenty of times. But Ange has pinpointed this system to say this is a system that can not just get us to the World Cup, but make us competitive at the World Cup. Well, that's just about to be tested. Even though this is a friendly tonight, we're up against 5 times world champions in
Brazil.
They can expose the weaknesses.
Back 10.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this is a really intriguing match, although it won't have the intensity of a competitive game, but we're playing the world champions, so we have to lift.
So who's going to be in there too? The speculation of the massive changes. Cahill?
Yeah, I think the likes of Mark Milligan, who was suspended the other night, will definitely come into the reckoning, particularly with some news we're just about to talk about in Mille Edinak. But Timmy Cahill, I think Mas Luongo, and there's talk that Mitch Langerak may come in for Matty Ryan. Again, just to make sure everyone's match fit leading into Russia.
Well, you better tell us about that news, Mille Edinak. Yeah. He's a crucial cog.
He is. He wears the captain's armband. And I think that's probably the part. I think... And this is with all due respect to Mille. I think the role he plays in the team, Mark Milligan, is a very good substitution to come in for Mille. But his leadership, he's a real leader within that group on and off the field.
Now, this is interesting too. The FFA and the Australian government launching for the 2023 Women's World Cup. We've been burnt previously on this, Mossy, and they're going again.
We have, Jimmy. And, look, news overnight that FFA and the federal government have teamed up. We'll get $1 million in grants to start off with, to launch the bid. And if we're a real prospect by December, we get an extra $4 million. The Matildas are ranked 8th in the world at the moment. So you'd like to think that we're a decent chance, but as you said, we've had our fingers burnt. I don't know who the main competition is for this one, but look, I think it's a great initiative as long as we've learnt from lessons of the past.
Yep. Don't throw millions down the drain. Good to have you back, mate.
Good on you, guys.
Look forward to getting your full wrap too.
Thanks, Mossy.